यदा संहरते चायं कूर्मोऽङ्गानिव सर्वशः इन्द्रियाणिन्द्रियार्थेभ्यस्तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता। भगवद्गीता 2.58। कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज आंसर्स टू अर्जुनस क्वेश्चन एंड नाउ ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द आंसर टू किम आसीत्। हाउ डज सच अ पर्सन, द सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड पर्सन, restrain the senses and keep them under control. So Krishna gives a metaphor of a tortoise over here. Yada samharate chayam, samharate, one who takes inside, withdraws, chayam, that, who is that? Kurma anganiva sarvashaham. Kurma is the tortoise. Anganiva, in the body, sarvashaha. No, tortoise senses danger, then it withdraws its limbs inside its hard shell. The hard shell covers the entire back of the tortoise and it is a very solid defense for it. But the parts of its body which come out of that shell are vulnerable. So its head, its forelimbs and its rear limbs, these are vulnerable. And so whenever the tortoise senses danger, it withdraws all of them into its shell. And the shell is so hard and so tough and so protective that even if some predator comes and tries to attack the tortoise, it cannot do anything more than just get hurt by the hardness of that shell. So basically, withdrawing inwards is the defense mechanism of the tortoise. And Krishna is advocating a similar defense mechanism over here for the transcendentalist. Indriyan indriyarthebhyas. So indriya is the senses. Indriyartha is the sense objects. Artha is purpose or meaning or value or the thing that gives that purpose, meaning, value. The object. The senses, their purpose is to look for sense objects. So that's why indriyartha refers to the sense objects. Indriyan indriyarthebhyas. So tasya prajna pratishtita. That person is prajna pratishtita, is well situated in intelligence, who similarly deals with the senses and the sense objects. What is the similarly? That means that just as the tortoise withdraws its limbs inside, samharate anganiva. So just as the tortoise withdraws its limbs inside, similarly the self-realized person withdraws the senses inside away from the sense objects. Now, the contact with the sense objects happens at multiple levels. Now, first there is perception, and then say the eyes see a beautiful form, and then there is desire that is kindled more and more, and then there is maybe when the man approaches the woman, and then the relationship or the entanglement, it becomes more and more. So it begins with the contact of the senses with the sense objects. So withdrawing the senses from the sense objects means not letting the contact take place. Just as the predator can hit, can hurt the tortoise only when its limbs are protruding outwards and are vulnerable to the attack. Similarly, the sense objects can hurt us only when they can penetrate into our senses. I mean, that is, their impressions can penetrate into our senses. Just as the tortoise predator, the animal threatening it cannot do anything. Although it may be right next in the vicinity, if the tortoise withdraws its limbs. Similarly, alluring sense objects may be around us. But if we have withdrawn our limbs inwards, then those sense objects cannot affect us. They cannot tempt or threaten or distract or distress us. Now, the tortoise can physically withdraw the limbs inside. Can we do that? Among our senses, if we see, there we have the knowledge acquiring senses and the working senses. So, primarily the process of sense gratification begins by perceiving some attractive sense object through the knowledge acquiring senses, and then we use the working senses to get that object and to try to enjoy it. So, now among our senses, if we see, we have the facility, we have some control over their functioning while we are in a particular situation. We cannot close our ears, we cannot close our nose, at least not automatically. We have to physically put some plugs in the ear or physically press the nose to close it. And we can't press the nose for very long, we'll lose breath. So the nose in that sense is not, we can't stop it from much dangerous, much negative stimuli. We can't really check it much. The ears we can check, but it's not naturally. We have to artificially plug something in there. The tongue, we can surely, tongue is inside the body, it is not protruding outside. So we can surely decide whether to put something on the tongue or not. So that way the faculty of taste we have control over. And then touch. If we are sitting next to something or we are touching that object, then there is, and we are forced to touch, then it's different. But even the touch, we can just move physically away to some extent. Now, eyes are the sense which we can close. So we may be in a particular place, but if we close our eyes, then we are not troubled by that. So other senses, so for example, the ears we cannot close naturally, nor the nose. So literally speaking, we cannot withdraw our senses the way a tortoise does. So that withdrawal refers not to a physical pulling in of the senses, but actually a pulling in of our consciousness which is wandering here and there through the senses. So for example, we can't close our eyes, but if we are walking along a road, there's no need for us to look in both directions, look up and look down and look at the hoardings and look at all the people passing by. That will only fill us with more and more agitating stimuli, and it will become very difficult for us to control ourselves if those stimuli go inside through our eyes and start agitating us. So we can just look straight ahead or look down and walk, or we can look at one particular object and keep moving ahead. That way we may have to be conscious of the traffic and the way people are traveling, but that doesn't mean that we have to, for the sake of functioning in this world, for which we will naturally use Pratyaksha Pramana and to some extent Anuman Pramana, that doesn't mean that we are trashing in any way Shabda Pramana. So the point of this analysis is to recognize that actually we are souls who want to serve, and service requires positive object of meditation, and the more we are able to produce this positive object of meditation, Krishna, through the realization of devotees, more we can move forward in our spiritual journey, and the more we can ultimately attain Him. So in this verse, the point is made that we minimize the interaction of the senses and the sense objects by drawing our consciousness inwards, just as the actually by this we can stay focused in our service to Krishna, even among those situations where things will be distracting or tempting. Thank you.